listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to innovators and researchers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Ray Garcia. Today we're talking with Vanessa Garcia Polanco, a student at Michigan State University in the Community Sustainability Department. Much of Vanessa's work is geared toward assisting immigrant and refugee communities from all over the world who are trying to acclimate to life in the United States. Her efforts are primarily geared toward food resources and production. Vanessa, can you tell us a little bit more about the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. So before coming to Michigan State, I was doing work with the immigrants and refugees, farmers and growers in Rhode Island. And here in Michigan, and especially working with the mid-Michigan, Lansing-specific community, Lansing is a resettlement city. So there is a lot of opportunities here to study immigrants that have been refugees that have been settled here for over 40, 50 years since we have records that show refugees being resettled here since the Cuba Missile Crisis. So Cubans escaping persecution to most recently Syrian immigrants in refugees. So Lansing is a really fantastic place to study because all resettlement is also really diverse. We know there is at least different 50 ethnic groups that have been resettled here from all around the world in the past 50 years. And we know there's many languages and many cultures that are spoken in the gardens and in the community as well.
Interesting. So how do farming and gardening efforts come into play in terms of it being associated with immigrant and refugee communities?
So community gardens, especially, we usually were approached as a way to feed people and to build more food security so people will have more food to eat. We a lot of immigrants and refugee gardens, they are more about building community and building belonging to the new area, city, or landscape than to actually about food. Yes, food is important because many of the participants will identify that their main motivation for joining a community garden is growing the traditional crops of foods that can now find in the major or Kroger. But it's also, they say that the way they feel they belong to the community because they're gardening, because they're engaging with people that look like them and that look different from them, has been one of also the main motivations and benefits that participants in this research project have identified. And this is across the board in many other resettlement countries that we have heard from in Australia, that gardening has become a way for them to practice and carry out things that they're good at because many of these refugees come from agrarian backgrounds. So they're really good at growing stuff. And in learning how to grow things in Michigan is part of the adaptation and acculturation process that comes with migration.
How do these communities both interact with each other, immigrants from the past, and with the greater Lansing locals?
So in Lansing specifically, in Egan County specifically, where Lansing is located, we have over 90 community gardens that are sponsored by the Greater Lansing Food Bank Garden Project. They are like the backbone organization that is supporting a lot of these gardens. And out of those, we have 10 gardens that are mostly enrolled immigrants and refugees. But they are not 100% immigrant and refugee. There's always going to be some local Lansing residents in those gardens. And it varies a lot, but those places become places of exchanging knowledge, or exchanging food, and exchanging just human connection. Because they're both gardening, they may be gardening and growing different stuff, and they may be gardening in different ways, but they're both gardening and being affected by the same external factors like weather and pests. So this allows for them to be able to build those relationships. And not only with the Lansing locals, but with other immigrants and refugees that may also be gardening in the community gardening network.
So some of your research is focused on assisting people with growing food that they're accustomed to, things they might not be able to find at the grocery store, or things that they might not be able to afford right away. I can kind of guess at the answer, but from your perspective, what is the significance of growing culturally appropriate food for these communities?
Well, it's what we usually would like to call as culturally rooting. So basically, through the process of migration, many things are going to change. You're going to feel what we call a cultural dislocation. So for you to be able to grow your traditional crops and culturally appropriate foods is a way of culturally rooting yourself and your identity. But we also know that erodes over time as acculturalization happens. So the longer you stay in the host country or your new country, you're going to start eating what we usually will call more American foods and move away from your traditional crops. But for a standpoint, we know that preserving those traditional diets and traditional food ways is the best way for them to preserve immigrant and refugee health, because they will have better health as long as they're eating their traditional foods and diet. And us creating avenues like community gardens for them to grow that is a way even to come back, like obesity and future health impacts that may affect them because of health disparities and just the way the American diet works.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, it kind of goes back to you saying a lot of people are coming from agrarian society, so they come with these skills of being able to grow their own food versus, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of American people are not necessarily familiar with that, so we're eating a lot of processed food, we're eating a lot of stuff that's not fresh. So it's kind of interesting to kind of see that comparison between, you know, mm-hmm. that's not something people might necessarily think about when they think about coming to Michigan or coming to the U.S. in general.
Yeah, definitely. And when we ask them, their main motivation is to save, one of their main motivations is to save money on groceries, because we know that fresh foods are more expensive than processed food. And that's just a consequence of the food system that we have created in the United States and in the rest of the world. So we know that they're good at growing stuff. So for them, being able to grow and produce their own stuff is a way to also reduce the burden, the economic burden of buying fresh fruits and vegetables.
I assume it varies by which country the people come from, but what are some of the common things grown in the gardens?
Yeah, it all varies by who the grower is. So I'm just going to give you a few examples. We have many Nepalese growers who like growing a really specific kind of potato. So we have entire plots of community garden plots that just fill of potatoes. But it's a specific potato that they like. So that they invest all their acreage and all their square feet in growing that potato. Other groups are more interested in growing greens. So many of our African immigrants and refugees will grow a lot of lefty greens because they like to consume a lot of greens. And we see those greens are usually non-traditional in the United States, and they are considered wheat sometimes. Things like amaranth, lamb quarters, and a spiral flower are being grown a lot because they're lefty greens and they're part of the African diet. But for us, those are weeds, for many of us. Mm-hmm. And many others will grow traditional crops that you can recognize, like corn or cucumber. But they may not be the corn or the cucumber you are used to. Maybe it's just a different variety.
So you've done a lot of work in this field, a lot of field work, research. You're working toward finishing your master's degree. What drives your interest in this area?
Oh, sure. I'm an immigrant myself. I migrated to the United States 8 years ago from a beautiful tropical country called the Dominican Republic. And there are many foods that I cannot grow here in Michigan because the weather conditions just don't happen to be that. Like I cannot grow mangoes or plantains here. But as an immigrant, I have been always really curious about migration and identity and oppression and power. So for me to study immigrants and refugees in the Lansing food system is for me to better understand all the different indicators, all the different stakeholders and power dynamics and so much more, that food and access to food and the ability to be able to grow food and what food means to every person can tell us. So that's my interest because it's something that I experience personally and I'm struggling to understand every day as an immigrant and as a scholar. I think one of my biggest also motivations to do this research is we usually think of people in what we call the alternative food movement, or people in general involved in agriculture, are not people of color, they are not immigrants, and they are not refugees. So one of my hopes every time I do research with people that look like me, it is to challenge the idea there's not people of color in food systems and that are interested in agriculture. They are not interested in environmental issues because we are. And I think it's just important to challenge ourselves, how does agriculture look like and how it will look in the future? Because as you said, many Americans, it's less than 2% or 1.6 million of people in the United States are farmers. And if we can tap in all this talent that is coming here from our refugees and immigrants, and we can create venues for them to become productive members of society as farmers and growers, as community gardens, I think we need to tell us those stories as well, because they are contributing to our society by feeding us and by creating community.
As Vanessa said, people from all over the world are seeking refuge in the U.S. Michigan sees about 5,000 immigrants a year, with 250 or so coming to the area around Michigan State University. The gardens provide a place of community and friendship and a way to feed themselves. With the help of people like Vanessa, they're able to bring a piece of their homes back into their lives. This has been The Food Fix. Join us next week for an all-new episode.